often say the truth is stranger than fiction, but in the case of Sam Childers, that's an understatement. He's a former drug dealer who dabbled in violent crime, and then one day Sam decided he was done. Not only did he turn his life around, he took on a new life completely.
Let's get a move on. Get up. Hey, come on, get up.
What are you doing?
Let's go, get up. They ain't sleeping out here. Tell them they're coming inside. Come on. Y'all get up.
Sam.
Let's go.
Sam, there are too many. You can't help them all.
Well, I can take these ones here. Yeah? Come on inside.
That's a clip from the new movie Machine Gun Preacher, starring Gerard Butler as Sam Childers. After turning his back on crime, Sam dedicated it to relief efforts in Sudan, specifically helping young people who were kidnapped and forced to fight in child militias. To date, Sam has rescued more than 1,000 children. I spoke with Sam last week, and I began by asking him about his troubled youth.
Well, I was always getting into fights and always getting into trouble, and I started doing drugs at 11 years old, and I was raised in a very good family, okay, a Christian family. But my dad was pretty rough years before that. I mean, I've never seen my dad drink or anything, but he was a pretty rough guy. And every time I'd get into a fight or do something wrong, my dad would always say, "Boy, someone's going to kill you one day," you know. And so I heard that all my life, and I'm still hearing that, not from my dad anymore, but I'm hearing it from a lot of people, you know.
You began in crime, and you had to turn that around. I mean, we've seen a lot of stories of people who've tried to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, completely
right,
change
right.
their lives around. It doesn't always work out.
Right.
How did you successfully completely...
I believe there's a lot of ways for us to fully get out of the ditch or fully get out of the mud. There's a lot of different ways, okay? But each one begins with yourself coming to that point where you make up your mind that you're going to change. You know, the problem is a lot of people don't want to fully change their life. They only want to change bits and pieces of it. But if you truly want to get out of the ditch, you truly want to get out of the mud, you got to change your entire life. When I came to that point, that's what I did. But then I also chose God. You know, I called upon God also. But I made up my mind. I was done. I'm finished.
And how did that turn into this urge to get involved in Sudan?
I went on a mission trip into Sudan. You know, I went on a 5-week mission trip, seen a body of a small child that stepped on a landmine from the waist down was gone. And I stood over that body and I said, "God, I'll do anything I can to help these people." Now it's been almost 15 years. I'm still in Sudan. It went from, we have 3 bases in Uganda also that we work with children at, or I have children in my homes there, and we have the orphanage in South Sudan. So I take care of about 179 children around the clock, or my children. I've rescued over 1,000 children out of the war of South Sudan. The war is nothing like it used to be. Okay, South Sudan got their independence July of this year. But you got to remember, they're a country that's building infrastructure from nothing again. They're doing very well. But, you know, it's going to be a long time to get that infrastructure of that country fully built. But the big problem, you know, some people think, well, they got independence, there's no fighting. There's fighting today in Abyei, Blue Nile, and Nuba Mountains. It's all caused, and the world needs to know this, it's all caused by the president of Northern Sudan, Bashir. Bashir is the one that caused a genocide in Darfur, caused the genocide in South Sudan. He's the one that's fueling and financing the smaller rebel groups. This man has war crime charges put against him. He's the only president in all of history to ever have war crime charges placed on him and still be in office.
We're speaking with Sam Childers. He's the real-life criminal-turned-child rescuer. He's played by Gerard Butler in the new movie Machine Gun Preacher. You know, how are you different from any other Western white guy going into Africa and deciding that you're going to solve the problems of the poorer African continent?
Okay, one of the big things with us is our work in Africa is fully run by African people. I'm not an NGO that believes that I got to come in and start a project and then got to be run by American people. I believe God sent me there to help those people, but in order to help them, they need to run their own project. So I'm not somebody that's there looking over their shoulders, thinking that it's not going to work without me. The other thing is, and I've said this many times, I feel I've never rescued the children. The children rescued me. Plus, what you got to remember, we do just as much work in the U.S. as well as Africa. So our project is not about just saving children in Africa. It's children around the world. You know, we got a war here in America on drugs. And I have a lot of people, they say, well, Sam, there's children in America that needs help. And I always say, what are you doing? Because I got a campground in Pennsylvania. We work with troubled youth there. I speak in high schools and colleges on the effects of drugs and alcohol.
Troubled youth like you used to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to a certain extent, you're an example, at least your younger life was an example, of the fact that no matter what support you
absolutely.
Give to a kid, they're going to make their own choices.
You know, most of us get tied up in drugs or alcohol because we want to look cool. You know, and I carry the message of the true effects of drugs and alcohol, that it can go on. If you're a young person and you lose your life to drugs, that will affect your family for many, many years, even generations. I lost my own son to heroin. My son, before he died, had a daughter. The daughter now lives in my home. My life was affected from his death. Her life is affected from his death. It will go on in generations. Drugs are not good, and they kill.
Let me ask you, let's go back, return to the movie for just a second.
Okay.
And I'm not going to ask you for a movie review.
Right.
But I do want to ask you, to a certain extent, in order to sell a Hollywood movie, you have to turn your story into a Hollywood movie.
In the movie, they left a lot out. What you got to remember, they'd done 30-some plus years in a two-hour movie. The only thing, you know, everyone's asking what was true and what wasn't true. It's all based on the truth, all of it. Some of the action scenes in Africa was what they called amped up. Okay.
Well, yeah.
And I will say they was amped up. But as far as if you would ask the children of Sudan that was actually rescued, they would tell you, no, they weren't amped up. If you would ask the soldiers that have been in battles after battles, they'd say, no, they weren't amped up.
So it sounds like you're pretty happy with the film.
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I'm not here because of money. I'm here because I'm supporting the movie. Most of all, as I'm doing every media, everything that I can to let people know it's still going on in Sudan, Africa, and it's caused by the president of Northern Sudan, Bashir. I believe his days are numbered. You know, around the world, people are starting to stand up and take dictators and murderers out of office.
You're talking about the Arab Spring.
So, I mean, my only hope is that people is going to stand up and do the same thing in Sudan.
Sam Childers, the real-life live man behind the new movie, Machine Gun Preacher. He's played in that movie by Gerard Butler.
Post your thoughts on that interview, everything we're talking about today. Log on to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thetakeaway. That's what David did. He commented on the state of the U.S. economy, saying there's only so much blood you can get from a stone. Obviously, we need to go through the trough and stop taking money set up for programs for the poor. It's time to stop living in denial. Hello, the emperor is naked, says David. But you can comment on all kinds of things. Like at the beginning of the hour, we talked about the possibility that some experimental results in Europe may call into question the theory of relativity, which goes back to 1905. You know, weigh in. What sort of inviolate kind of feature of the natural world could crash down around your ears? What do you want to actually crash down around
your ears? Well, I mean, time travel is the obvious. I mean,
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
We could do that. Would you prefer time travel? What do you think? You know, a lot of people talk about the theory of relativity or theory of evolution as being controversial, and that's a huge sort of controversy. Global warming being controversial. Weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. For me, the Earth is flat. That's clear.
Really?
Yeah.
It's clear to...
Completely clear.
To...
Earth flat, folks. Flat Earth.
Flat Earth I'm Society, you, President
just
John
Just look
Hockenberry.
At it. Just stand outside, take a look around, you know, smell the coffee, folks. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway on the Round Earth.